Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dive into all of the glamour and all of the trash. If you have ever referenced Mariah Carey casually in therapy, then this might be the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes, TV writer, comedian, filmmaker, author, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And before I get into today's episode, I just want to tell you that if you are a subscriber on our Apple Podcasts or you are a member of the Patreon, where you get bonus exclusive episodes, we just dropped a phenomenal one last week on the memoir of Griffin Dunne. He is the nephew of Joan Didion, the son of Dominic Dunne, the Vanity Fair writer. He was Carrie Fisher's best friend. This memoir has the most celebrity stories of any memoir I've ever read. It also gets super, super deep into this trial about his sister. And so if you want to hear that episode and many, many, many other bonus exclusive episodes, make sure you sign up on Apple Podcasts or on our Patreon, which also gives you exclusive access to chat with fellow cookies. Links to sign up to all of that are in the show notes. Now, today, we're book clubbing the memoir of Sherry Frankie, the first memoir to come out from a child who grew up in family vlogging, who has now grown up to speak out about the vlogging industry and exploiting child influencers. It's called The House of My Mother. It was published in January 2025, and the tagline is A Daughter's Quest for Freedom. Now, it has taken the world a long time to hear the stories of child actors like Jeanette McCurdy, who was exploited as a child actor, all these horrible things that happened to the children of Nickelodeon. And now we have a child influencer. She grew up on YouTube. Her life was monetized by her mom, Ruby Frankie, who created the account 8Passengers on YouTube. And now Sherry is talking about it. I think it is really important to platform and hear these stories from the children who grew up in this. And so that is why I really wanted to cover this memoir, and I'm excited to talk about it today. Now, to give you a little bit of setup before we just dive into the book, Sherry Frankie is the daughter of Ruby Frankie. The YouTube account 8Passengers had millions and millions and millions of views until it came out in one of the videos that the son was being abused and sleeping on a sleeping bag. One of the children was, and they get canceled. They lose tons of followers. And then a woman named Jody Hildebrandt comes into Ruby's life, and Ruby, already cast out of the YouTube universe, becomes a disciple of this cult guru, life coach, abuser, and the abuse within her family gets worse and worse and worse. Now, there will be discussion of sexual predators, suicidal ideation, and child abuse and some physical abuse. So please take care when listening. This is a very intense story. Now, Sherry's memoir does a really good job, I think, of telling her story without it becoming a true crime story and exploiting the details and getting too much into that. And so I am also going to do my best to zoom out from those details so that this is a story we can all hear and take in, because it is still happening with families everywhere. Exploiting children online, family vlogging, monetizing this content that children who are still growing up is now being put out for everyone to see. So I think we really need to hear this story. So let's dive into this book.
If I could go back and do it all again, I'd rather have an empty bank account now and not have my childhood plastered all over the internet. No amount of money I received has made what I've experienced worth it. While I don't have all the answers nor many feasible solutions for this problem, I am proud to be one of the first child influencers in the state of Utah to speak against this issue. I don't want people to look at me and blame my unique circumstances with a mother in prison to the Frankie criminal case. Family vlogging ruined my innocence long before Ruby committed a crime. I promise you that my experiences are not unique and are happening to child influencers all over Utah and the country. So let's tackle this issue before it becomes a bigger crisis than it already is.
Our guest today is Kate Casey. She hosts Reality Life with Kate Casey. It's an amazing podcast. I love it. She is devoted to unscripted television. The daily podcast features interviews with cast members and producers of reality shows and the subjects, directors, and producers of documentaries and docuseries. She's the go-to expert on what to watch. She was also our guest on the John Stamos episode, which is something I continue to laugh about to this day. Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And every time I see John Stamos on TV, I think about our episode.
Yeah, I think about the Beach Boys. Yeah. Maybe every time I see him, I think about him drumming for the Beach Boys.